He reported it in a paper to the Royal Institution on June the 16th, 1825, and we've just highlighted what he says there. Now, the important thing to look for there is that he is saying, really, the hydrogen is 1 and the carbon is 12. And then other experiments gave a mean of 1 to 11.576. Now, in those days, he thought that carbon had a proportional, as he called it, we call it a molecular weight or atomic weight, of 6. We now know it to 12. So he worked it out, and he said, well, the structure, the formula of this compound is C2H, the basic formula C2H. And he said, this is bicarburet of hydrogen. And here it is. There is the very sample in there. That is Faraday's original sample, which has been kept very carefully in this theater. Bicarburet of hydrogen, and he engraved this splendid piece of lead glass with his own hand, and there it is. Now, we are now, this very minute, going to analyze that material. I have to be honest, as a scientist, we've actually analyzed it previously. But through the courtesy of Sir John Myrick Thomas, the past director, we have been allowed to take this sample away in the BP Research Center. Professor Ken Packer, our chief research associate, and his team have looked at this, and they've examined it. And we're now going to analyze this. We're going to take Phil McDowell here is going to take 0.05 of a microliter. That's a gnat's breath of material, this material. And he's going to inject it in the quadrupole mass spectrometer. Now watch it. You're going to see it live. And don't blink, because you'll miss it. Now, it's in, and there it is. That is the mass spectrum of this material. And you can see up here the parent peak, 78, with a natural abundance of 79. And I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that absolutely spot-on benzene. There it is. You've seen it done now in a flash. Also, before this, we've analyzed this by gas chromatography, and we discovered that that benzene of Faraday's was 99.7% pure. Now, what do you think of that? I don't think there's an organic chemist in this room who could produce 99.7% pure benzene from fish oil with the apparatus that Faraday had.